This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
كل العلوم سوى القرآن مشغلة إلا الحديث وإلا الفقه في الدين العلم ما كان فيه قال حدثنا.
The first question says, how do I stay consistent when memorizing the Quran? You know, what I really love about this question is, I love about the fact that the question actually, first of all, tells you a great benefit, that really the key to memorizing the Quran is consistency. Because I want you to think about something. What is easy for you to memorize? Let's just say that you can memorize a third of a page of the Mus'haf every single day. One third of a page of the Mus'haf every single day. Okay, one third of a page of the Mus'haf every single day. How much does that work out? How long would it take you to finish the Quran? It would take you in the region of 5 years, including revision, including, you know, making mistakes and going back. One third of a page would take you in the region of 5 years. How many people are watching this video who've been practicing Islam for more than 5 years and have not memorized the Quran? A lot, I would presume. A lot. So really all we need is we just need a person to commit to a third of a page a day. And even that can be on average. Like if, for example, you did a quarter of a page a day and then you built up and then you know, ended up doing half a page a day or whatever. But on average, a third of a page a day and you'll finish the Quran in 5 years. If that's too much for you, even if you did two lines or even 3 lines every day, you can still finish the Quran comfortably inside of 10 years. So that actually shows us that it's just a matter of consistency. Now, I'll just, you know, put that in context, that a normal madrasa of tahfidh, where the child is going every day, would probably expect the child to memorize between a page and 2 pages a day. And I'm talking about memorizing a third of a page, or even a quarter of a page. It's a very, very, very small amount that you have to memorize. Very, very small indeed, extremely small. And you only have to memorize that much. So it's about staying consistent. It's about having a routine. So you have to have a routine, and the routine has to work for you. So we talk about this. I mean, I remember speaking to Ustaz Abdul Rahman about this, Hafidhahullah Ta'ala. I asked him about it, and he, you know, we can talk about when the best time is. The best time is after Fajr. The best time is, you know, whatever time people select. But honestly, although that might be a general rule, the best time is actually the time that works for you, and the time that you can actually commit to regularly reading that third of a page and reading it, for example, 30 times. And then reading it, and you know, you might start with a line and then, or 2-3 words, and then it becomes a couple more words, and you read it again with a few more words, and then you read it again with a few more words. I'm talking about the length of Surah Al-Falaq. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. So for example, someone starts, قُلْ أَعُوذُ, قُلْ أَعُوذُ, قُلْ أَعُوذُ, and they repeat it a lot of times. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. They repeat it a lot of times. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ. And they repeat it a lot of times. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ. Until the end of the surah. This is not a lot of work. Maybe you need to repeat it 30 times at the beginning, and then it becomes many, many more times after that. And maybe it's a couple of hundred times by the end that you've kind of gone through it. But it doesn't take a very long time to do that in terms of the small amount that you're doing and just repeating the words again and again and again. And obviously you have to have some time for revision, you have to have some time for reading a bit more every day and things like that. But it's just having a routine. So the first thing is, make the amount you're memorizing small, focus on repeating it more often, and have a routine that you can stick to. Number three, have a system that works. Too many times we see kind of the blind leading the blind when it comes to hifz of the Quran. So we see that somebody who does not have hifz of the Quran is telling someone the best way to do hifz of the Quran. Wallahu musta'an. So go to the people who not just have done it, that's good. Go to the people who have not just done it. Go to the people who have done it and have done it for others. You know, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 people have passed through that teacher and more and have memorized the Quran with them. They've got a system that works. Follow the system. Don't make your own system. Don't go backwards, forwards. Don't, you know, take ideas. Just follow the system they give you. Have a teacher, because a teacher will hold you to account. Memorizing yourself is very hard. Teachers, these days you get an app. You read into the app, it sends it straight away to your teacher. Your teacher sends you feedback. That's what's available right now. You could download an app right now. I don't quite know the names of them, but you could download an app right now where you could read to a teacher online and it will find you a teacher. The teacher will give you feedback. But having a teacher who knows you regular and established is better. But I was just trying to point out how easy it is to get in touch with a teacher. Have a teacher abroad, have a teacher over Zoom, over Google Meet, or whatever it is. And have someone that holds you to account for it. And inshallah ta'ala, in 3 to 5 years, 7 years is, you know, extremely slow, you will have finished the Quran from zero to complete, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. And that just shows what you can achieve, because we've said before that the mutun ilmiya that you need to memorize as a strong talib ilm is roughly, aside from hadith, is roughly equivalent to the same kind of amount of content as the Quran. Any of the alfiyat and poetry and the mutun that you need to memorize, it's right around about the same size in terms of, you know, number of words or number of pages, probably around similar size to the Mus'haf, or a little bit more than that. Give yourself another 5 years, 7 years, and you've done the mutun of the talib ilm very precisely with a lot of detail. Add to that the hadith, give yourself another 5 years to 10 years. And now you have the ahadith. Many, many, you won't have every single hadith, but you've got a huge amount of hadith. And how long did it take you? 15, 20 years, and that's going slow. That is going extremely, extremely slow. 25 years even. How many people are watching this video, who you are watching this video, and you have been practicing Islam as an adult for more than 25 years? I can probably say, yeah, I can say the same for myself. Practicing Islam as an adult for 25 years. In that time, you would expect, you would say to the person, if you're a slow memorizer, you should have memorized the Quran. And the major mutun, the major, major mutun, in the, for example, the AMAU prospectus for memorization, and a good chunk of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's what I would have expected you to have done in 20, 25 years as a slow memorizer. وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي I'm not saying I'm innocent. I'm not sitting in front of you to say that I'm innocent. I'm telling you mistakes that were made and how to fix them. So this is my advice, and Allah Azza wa Jal knows best.